Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is the first part of our conversation with Raccoon Valley Radio General Manager John McGee. So here for a little while now, there have been crews out and about working on the towers periodically here at Raccoon Valley Radio in Perry. Now, can you just talk a little bit about why these crews are out here? You know, there was a big storm that rolled through last year, last August, in the derecho. Can you just explain a little bit about what happened to these towers and how they need repaired now?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dustin. I think as a lot of you know, obviously, we had a huge storm event, the derecho, that came through on August 10th. And when that came through the area, our towers, all three of the towers, sustained damage. Essentially, at the top of our largest tower, our 354-foot tower, they said the winds were about 140, 150 mile an hour is what it's estimated that way. So what happened on all the towers is basically they all twisted and flexed and stuff with the wind. Many people might not know, Dustin, that those are hot towers. Do you know what a hot tower is?
No.
Okay, what a hot tower is, and most people don't, so it's kind of funny to ask them. With our AM signal, those towers basically are part of what radiates the signal. So if you were to touch those towers while we're broadcasting, you could get RF burns, which is why there's fences around those towers. Because they're a hot tower, they have to be insulated from the ground. So they sit essentially on a porcelain insulator, and there is enough flex and enough twist caused by the wind that that insulator cracked on all three towers. In addition to that, our center tower, the tall tower, also has antennas on it that we use for the 99.7 signal. And those got blown out of alignment and twisted and churned during the storm itself. There's also another piece of equipment that we use to communicate with our other transmitter sites called an STL antenna, and that got blown out of alignment. So what's normal procedure, right? A storm like that comes through, you hire a crew to come in, look at the towers, and climb them to realign that equipment that's up on top. Well, part of their safety inspection when they show up to climb a tower is to inspect everything, make sure that everything is solid before they send their guys climbing up the towers. All three of our towers failed those inspections because of the cracked insulators on the bottom. So they would not go climb up the antenna to make the necessary adjustments and things that way. The rest of the time delay from the storm until this spring, this summer here, has mainly to do with insurance. Like a lot of homeowners, like a lot of business owners that had damage during the derecho, you spend quite a bit of time working with the insurance companies, working with the adjusters, working with the engineers to come up with exactly how we're going to fix these towers. That process was pretty well finalized by late November. And when you look at late November, not the best time to bring a tower crew in here in Iowa. So we had arranged everything. We lined everything up to bring the tower crew. They were scheduled here, Wallace Tower, to come in and do the work here throughout the month of July. And that kind of brings us up to present day.
Now, in terms of that damage that happened to the towers, you know, the insulators were cracked, the antennas were just blown completely out of alignment. You know, how important are these repairs to get them completed moving forward here at Raccoon Valley Radio?
Very important. It helps with the reliability of the signal. You know, we were fortunate, many radio stations out there across Iowa that lost towers and they sustained a lot more damage to their antenna structures. Ours were still operational. Okay, so our AM really was not affected by the storm itself from a signal quality standpoint. The antennas blowing out of alignment on the 99.7 signal probably did affect the pattern. You know, those in the Perry area, those in the northern northwest corner of Dallas County probably didn't notice a lot of difference. But further out, you would have noticed some of the 99.7 differences that way. So bringing all of that back into alignment certainly increases the quality of our signal and brings it back really to making sure that we're in line with what the FCC issues us a license for. The other thing with the STL alignment, that is our backup. Actually, at the time, it was our primary way of distributing the audio for our KGRA signal and our KKRF signal. Right after the derecho, within a day, we decided, let's switch over to an all-digital signal transfer to our tower sites for the KGRA and the KKRF signal. So we went and worked with our internet provider companies to set that up, and we're able to create a point-to-point connection, basically, of using the internet, using fiber to get our signals out there. And that is now our primary source of transfer of audio out to our tower sites for the KGRA and the KKRF signal. Realigning this STL antenna will give us back our backup. So if all of a sudden something were to happen to the internet, a construction company cuts a fiber line or something like that, we have a good solid backup in place. So that's one of the reasons it's important to get in there and do this. And then like everything, you know, basic maintenance is a must. You know, you always need to make sure that you're maintaining your towers, you're doing the things you need to be doing with them. And when you've got equipment equipment like insulators that are broken, it's awful hard to do that repair properly.
Now, in terms of these towers in the future, you know, one was taken down and a new tower was put up. Is there anything in the future that could be done to protect these towers in the event that another high wind event were to occur?
Sure. So one of the biggest things that we're doing to prepare ourselves more for this in the future is, one, the replacement of that east tower. So we dropped the old tower, we put the new one up, and then same with the west tower. When they were up repairing the insulator on both towers, you'll notice they're no longer lit. They no longer have the lighting wiring harnesses. They no longer have the actual wiring light bulbs and the flashers and stuff on it. And part of the reason why we did that, why we chose to put those up without it, is number one, the rules have changed. Basically, the FAA no longer requires us to have those lit as long as the center tower is lit properly. So that saves us some energy costs. But even more importantly, it saves wind drag when it comes to storms coming through. So as we all know, Iowa winters, you get a lot of ice filled up on things on some of those mornings. Our towers are no different. They pick up all that ice, and in many ways, they pick up more of it because they're further off the ground. So they're colder up in the atmosphere. It's catching a little bit more of the ice. It's freezing to the metal on those towers that way. So the less stuff we can have on those towers, the less wind drag, the less susceptible they are to the storm. So that was one of the biggest reasons we chose to strip the lighting on those towers. It was a good time to do it when we put the new tower up, not to install the lighting on it at all. And while we had the crew here on the west tower, to strip all of that off. And that'll help us in the future with the wind and less wind drag and things that way.
And that was the first part of our conversation with Raccoon Valley Radio General Manager John McGee. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.